This morning I have Shannon Stevens in the studio with me and Mark Wheeler online talking about the Spruce Root Project. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Shannon. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So far, so good. Monday morning, cruising right along. Gotta love it.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. Another fun weekend down, but anyway, so Spruce Root.
Yeah, so I can go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Shannon Stevens. Some of you might recognize my voice as DJ Bearbite from Flashbacks and Fresh Tracks. I have not picked up a show in a while, which I know KHNS is hurting for DJs
right now.
Right,
you got to get back in here, Shannon.
I know, but the reason being is in late April, I started a new role working with the Sustainable Southeast Partnership, which is a program hosted by Spruce Root. So I wanted to come on and talk about that a little bit, but also invite my colleague, Mark Wheeler, who's based in Juneau and works for Spruce Root. We've got a really cool program coming here to town, and I wanted to toss it over to him to talk about that for a little bit.
Nice. Go ahead there, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I'm just curious about this DJ name, though. What's your DJ name?
DJ Bearbite.
Bearbite?
Bearbite.
Oh, Bearbite. Okay.
Yeah, you get it now.
I get it now. All right. Well, thanks so much for having us. Yeah, my name is Mark Wheeler, and I work for Spruce Root. And a lot of people may have heard about Spruce Root. We're a native CDFI, which is a Community Development Financial Institution. We have offices in Juneau and Sitka and folks around the region like Shannon. And our mission is to be a driver of a regenerative economy across Southeast Alaska so that our communities can forge their own futures in this uniquely indigenous place. And we have a lot of programs around economic development. A lot of people might be familiar with the Path to Prosperity program, which is a business plan competition we've run for more than 10 years now, and several of our winners are based in Haines. One of our first winners was Port Chilkoot Distillery. And so we run several different programs. One program we have is called Business Basics, and it's a workshop we put on to just provide some basic information and inspiration for folks wanting to start a small business. And we're holding a workshop in partnership with the Chilkoot Indian Association in mid-October, and that workshop is Business Basics, but it's focused on artists. And we want to help folks who want to have arts-based businesses be more successful and create more wealth and more community development in Haines and the Chilkoot Valley.
Nice.
So the workshop is October 11th and 12th, and again, it's sponsored by the Chilkoot Indian Association. They receive funding from the Administration for Native Americans, and it's open to all tribal members of the Chilkoot Indian Association and all artists who work through the Alaska Arts Confluence. So basically any artist in the Haines region. But it's going to be October 11th and 12th from 9 to 5 at the Haines Public Library. And there's an optional session on the 13th from 9 to 11. But we're going to cover lots of stuff about starting a business, from, you know, business licensing to writing a business plan to how to think about marketing and branding. And then specifically for artists, how to think about pricing your art, how to work with galleries, and some more specific information to consider for arts-based businesses.
Well, that sounds like covering a lot of things. That's great.
Yeah, and I think it's super fun.
I'm sorry.
I think it's also, we really want to encourage and explore that the arts can be a viable career pathway.
Right.
And there's a lot of artists here in the Chilkoot Valley, so super excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, you just got to have all your ducks in a row and, yep, get everything organized. That's great you're doing this workshop.
And we make it fun. It's not like we're going to be sitting there talking to you for 8 hours. It's really fun. It's really interactive. And our workshops really provide a place for people to connect, because it's often really lonely being an entrepreneur. And we find that when entrepreneurs get together in a room, that just a magic happens, and people love to make that connection. You know, a lot of folks know each other in the Chilkoot Valley, but it also deepens those bonds and those relationships. So we encourage anybody to come out. It's free of charge. And you can sign up online. We have posters around town where you can find the QR code. But you can also sign up at spruceroot.org/Chilkoot Business Basics. or you can email us at grow@spruceroot.org.
Nice.
Yeah, and also I'm sure anyone would be welcome to talk to you about it at the CIA office, or if you want to reach out to me directly, I'm happy to chat as well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Shannon, you had something else you wanted to
talk about too? Mark is our program manager for technical assistance, so he does a lot of these entrepreneurial workshops at Spruce Root.
Mm-hmm.
My role is a little bit different. As I mentioned, I work with the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. We call the SSP. That's a program hosted by Spruce Root. It's really a network and what we call collective impact network, made up of international, regional, community-based organizations, tribal governments, Native corporations, entrepreneurs, and passionate individuals and experts in fields like food sovereignty, land management, local business, energy, and a whole bunch more. So this network, the way it works is we have these roles called catalysts, and we designate them as either community level or regional level catalysts. So for example, here in the Chilkat Valley, we have a Chilkat Valley community catalyst, Katrina Hotch, whose role is hosted at the Chilkat Klan Heritage Center. And Katrina just wrapped up one of her projects, which was to organize cultural celebration days held at the Klukwan School and the Heritage Center to celebrate cultural traditions.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. So that was one of her projects. And we have community catalysts all over Southeast. And in each community, that catalyst puts forward the work that they and their host organization identify as a priority. So, for example, in Angoon, our community catalyst is piloting walking tours to help support regenerative tourism growth. And in Hoonah, our catalyst is working with salmon stream documentation and food systems and security work. And we also support an SSP catalyst for the community of Skagway. So folks out there in Skagway might know some of the work there, which is hosted at the Skagway Development Corporation. That role is actually presently open, and the job posting is listed on the Skagway Development Corporation website. So if you're interested and you want to chat about that, take a look at their site. Feel free to reach out to myself or John at Skagway Development Corporation for more on that role.
Great.
Yeah. So, and we also have the regional catalysts, which are hosted at a variety of regional level organizations and spread their work all over Southeast. So some familiar faces here in the Upper Lynn Canal might be Clay Good, who is our regional renewable energy catalyst, and his role is hosted at REAP, which is the Renewable Energy Alaska Project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in his role, Clay supports renewable energy across the region. So, for example, he recently partnered with Sitka Conservation Society to hold a renewable energy camp in Sitka and is doing some upcoming work in Angoon and career development in the energy sector. And then we also have some of you may have met Jennifer New, who's been to town a few times recently. She is our food systems and security catalyst, and she is hosted at EcoTrust out of their Juneau office. And she was in town recently working with Erica Merklin and Tracy at Tuckshinuck Watershed Council on the recent Local Foods Challenge, and also works with the Regional Composting Network across Southeast, which Cindy Jimenez and her role at Tuckshinuck Watershed Council is also a big part of. So that's all really awesome work that our regional catalysts are doing across the region. They also have focuses like natural resources, healing, rural economic development, mariculture, workforce development, youth and indigenous guardians work. So a lot of cool overlap across the network.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea that Spruce Root had so many things going on all over the place. And even just in the Upper Lynn Canal here, there's several things going on. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. I think the entrepreneurial assistance stuff is really what Spruce Root has kind of in this region, I think, a little bit been known for. But
right. Yeah. That's gotten most of the publicity, I guess you could say. And yeah.
Yeah. But it's really cool to see the SSP extend a little bit more broadly into the region. And it's cool that we have a Chilkat Valley catalyst and a Skagway catalyst. So really can bring some community driven support through this program.
Yeah, and I like seeing all the Native art stuff, you know, getting those going, revitalized is great to see, too.
Yeah, this upcoming artist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, no, thanks. I just wanted to say that we're really grateful to the Chilkat Indian Association for partnering with us and bringing us to the community. And this is part of a two-year project we have with CIA, So if folks miss the workshop, there'd be other opportunities to get involved. And it's a 2-year project to really strengthen those arts-based businesses and hoping to create more arts-based businesses in the Chilkat Valley. But again, it's October 11th and 12th at the Haynes Public Library. And another thing that's happening is a company called Voyage.com is going to be there helping to take professional photography of people's art. And then on October 13th, from 9 to 11 a.m., they're going to do a special workshop about how to sell your art on cruise ships around Southeast Alaska. That's a neat opportunity.
Yeah, that is. That it seems like that'd be a tough niche to get into, so good to have a connection there.
And can I also mention that part of my role is I'm a former entrepreneur, and I do one-to-one business coaching, which is a free service. I have a number of clients there in Haynes in the region, and would encourage anybody, if you wanted to sign up for coaching, visit our website and hit the grow button. So we help folks anywhere on the entrepreneurial journey, if they're starting a business, if they're having issues with a business, or if they're selling their business. We provide that one-on-one service. And again, it can be kind of lonely being an entrepreneur. You know, you can't really talk to your employees. Your wife is sick of hearing about it. having somebody to talk to just on a private, you know, confidential basis can be a help. So just wanted to throw that out there, too. And it's really fun for me. I really love getting in the nitty-gritty and helping folks figure stuff out.
That's great. Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, and Mark has a lot of direct experience as an entrepreneur, if you want to kind of mention any of that, Mark.
Oh, well, yeah, my wife and I had an ice cream and coffee shop in Juneau for about 9 years, which we sold last November, and we were a participant in the early days of Spruce Root and the business plan competition, and it was really a wonderful experience that kind of helped shape our trajectory. And we often talk about triple bottom line thinking at Spruce Root, which is not just thinking about profits, but also people and the planet. And going through Spruce Root's programs really helped me think about our impact in the community. And, you know, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool greenie, but I didn't think about all the community impacts you can have with a business. And so it really helped shape us and think about who we hired and what we did in the community, and it was really wonderful. So it's great to be back at Spruce Root and help others that, you know, approaching, you know, what they think and what how they want to live their values through their business. Because, you know, you can do a lot of different things in business, but you get to choose who you work with, who you buy your products from, who you sell to, what you're going to do in the community. And all that's a chance to live out your values and have an impact through your business.
Right, because all those steps do have an impact and make a difference what you choose.
Totally.
That's great. Shannon, you got anything else to throw in? We got a minute and a half left here.
Yeah, no, I'm just really looking forward to this workshop. It's great to see it here in town, and I know there's going to be more opportunities, but this is a good one. I guess I also want to mention we are asking people to sign up in advance just so we know how many folks to prepare for. So that would be great if you want to RSVP for it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the website? Easiest one to find?
It's sprucerut.org/chilkootbusinessbasics.
Nice.
And if you can't find the page, just email us at grow@sprucerut.org or call Shannon or myself, and we'll help you get through the process. And we're asking people to sign up for that Thursday before that week.
Okay.
I don't have the date on the top of my mind, but just a little bit earlier so we can plan how much food and how many copies to make, that kind of thing.
Nice. Great. Well, thanks, guys. Shannon Stevens and
Thank
Mark
you.
Wheeler. Yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
From Spruce Root. And all kinds of great things going on with them in the community. Have a great afternoon, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Mm-hmm.